And peace be ours. In the name of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It is 106 days since most of us made our New Year resolutions. It's also 166 days since all of us broke all of them, if not many of them. New Year resolutions are made to break and to be broken because we make them. They are based on our intentionalities, our dreams and desires, so that we do better or we become stronger and mightier. And experience tells us that we break them consistently. This is the 12th day of Easter this year. In the spirit of the risen Savior, we today would like to talk about Easter resolutions. We break them too. But we are not responsible for it altogether because God has made the resolutions for us. By His Spirit working in us, He enables us to walk the way He wants us to walk and follow the resolutions that He has done for us in Christ as He raised Him up from the dead for our justification. The reading that James read for us today from John's epistle talks about a template with which we can actually follow the Easter resolutions. Resolutions the baptized are privileged to follow through because God has made them for us. Call this a new life in Christ. Call this, in John's own words, in the earlier chapter 3, practicing righteousness, a good Lutheran word. And John pits this practicing of righteousness against the practicing of sin. Sin is of the devil. Sin is a manifestation of the powers of darkness in our lives and in the lives of the world. But Christ has come that He may redeem us from this sin-filled world destined to darkness and death forever, and transformed us, as Paul calls it, and renews us and empowers us with the grace of God so we may practice righteousness. The verse that James read for us from John is striking. If anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? These words are heart-wrenching, soul-searching, and conscience-pricking. And we read this text along with St. James's epistle in 2:14. He says, my brothers, what good is it if a brother or a sister is poorly clothed and lacks in daily food, and one of us says to him, go in peace, be warmed and filled, without giving him the things needed for his body? What good is that? Even more heartbreaking and heart-wrenching. There is no inconsistency within scriptures. There is no inconsistency between Paul and James and John. John is notoriously, sadly, famously known to be a preacher of love. A preacher of love. But John, in his epistles, comes very strong with how this love lives out in daily living. In fact, as much as I searched in the 5 chapters of John, only in this verse he asks this question. If anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Everything else in John's epistle is flat out, plain language discourse statements. Behold, with what kind of love has God loved us? Behold, we are children of God, and that is really what we are. Now he tells us, how does this love manifest in our lives as Christians, as Easter Christians, as we do our daily living in this world? John, for us, is a practical theologian. St. Paul is the best exegete ever, but he also interprets life through Scripture so we may walk in the Lord's ways. James is perhaps the most systematic and historical theologian among all the writers of the New Testament. He probably, in these verses, projects for us what we hear on this campus talk about virtue ethics. In John and James together, we see how the Christian virtues are lived out practically in the lives of the baptized, those who hang on to the cross of Christ and lean on it, yet live in the Spirit of Jesus Christ in this world, to face the world boldly, doing his work among us and among others. So God's light will show forth through us, among us and our communities. John actually calls us to walk against time. I'm looking at the clock. Time is precious. Some 20 years ago, Wolfhard Pannenberg was facing the SBL conference. And in his major speech, he came out with a story that he experienced as he was dialoguing with an Eastern philosopher. Pannenberg's time is so precious, as we know. And he went on talking, and the philosopher from the East asked him questions, and they were intellectually dialoguing and went on for a while. Then Pannenberg began to look at his clock. What's going on here? And the sage, the philosopher from the East, also was careful. He was looking at what Pannenberg was doing. Later he said, Dr. Pannenberg, you have the clock and we have the time. God is asking us to lead a life against time. For that, he has given us a direction, a template, some guiding principle, so we may transcend time. We may transcend human cultures and regulations, and we may indeed walk in God's ways. And St. John says a few things concerning that, how we follow this. He says that life is in conflict. In 3:14, he says, St. John says, we know that we have passed out of death into life because we love our brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and he knows that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. These are sin practitioners. But we are, by God's grace, called to be righteousness practitioners, following God's time and timing. Inasmuch as he calls friends and neighbors who are in need, who are struggling, who are hurting for their own bodily needs, God is enabling us by his Spirit to intersect their time and do our bid for their sake, in the name of the one who brought us to be in his household. So how is our Easter resolution doing? We are unable to do justice to any of those. We do not love our own God as much as we ought to. we do not care for our neighbor, even for ourselves, as God has called us to. We are in this world living against time, following the way the Lord set up for us as our template. But we know as Easter Christians, we don't do this on our own because we cannot. We also do not do these things for us and for our neighbors, not as we ought, but as we are able. After all, we are Easter Christians. Christ guides us, Christ leads us, and Christ takes us to be where we ought to be. May His name be praised. May His grace and mercies endure in our lives. Amen.